face-to-face for their first and only debate. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. As control of the U.S. Senate hangs in the balance, the two men who want the job in Georgia put their differences on display. Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock and Republican Herschel Walker sparred over abortion.
The patient's room is too narrow and small and cramped a space for a woman, her doctor, and the United States government.
Did he not mention that there's a baby in that room as well?
Walker repeatedly blamed President Biden for inflation, while Warnock criticized Walker for not supporting the Inflation Reduction Act, which lowers prescription drug costs. Police in North Carolina say the teenager accused of gunning people down in a quiet neighborhood in Raleigh this week first targeted a member of his own family.
Now we're learning more about the alleged 15-year-old shooter from people who have kids that go to school with him and ride the bus together. She described the suspect as quiet and depressed and said he would only socialize with his brother, 16-year-old James Roger Thompson, who was also killed. She said her son walked outside right after the shooting rampage happened and saw a woman slumped over after being shot.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Prosecutors intend to charge the teenager as an adult. As a special master scours over materials seized from former President Trump's Florida home, the Justice Department has asked an appeals court to shut down the work they're doing. Mr. Trump's legal team has several weeks to respond. Two lottery tickets sold in California and Florida are worth lots of money. They both have last night's winning Mega Millions numbers. The jackpot was about $494 million. The cash option would be worth about $124 million each. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The two men accused of shooting and killing a man in the lobby of a New York hotel have pleaded not guilty. Roy Johnson Jr. is charged with murder. Devin Taylor is facing a weapons charge. Paul Coots died earlier this month while visiting his son at Marist College in Poughkeepsie. Both men are behind bars without bail. The two police officers gunned down in Bristol, Connecticut, were shot multiple times in the head and torso. That's according to the state's chief medical examiner. The suspect was also killed.
Since Monday of this week, 12 police officers have been shot in this country, four of them killed. Police say a big reason why is an anti-police culture. Another problem is keeping dangerous criminals locked up after they're arrested. So far this year, 56 officers have been killed. Still 2.5 months left. We are on pace to have the most ever on record in a single year.
Fox's Nate Foy says police retirements are up 45% from last year. Resignations are up 20%. The man accused of killing a Las Vegas police officer is being held without bail.
Clark County District Attorney Steve Wolfson says Tyson Hampton will be formally charged next Tuesday, likely with murder and attempted murder. Officer Trung Tai was killed this week, and Wolfson said after court, police engaged him while investigating him for misdemeanor domestic battery.
That's why it's a sad day. It didn't have to happen. This officer didn't have to lose his life.
A prosecutor had said Hampton fired 18 shots before driving away, and the civilian injured by a gunshot to the leg was his girlfriend's mother.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The world's largest active volcano was the site of an earthquake yesterday. Scientists say Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano was struck by a 5.0 magnitude quake, followed by several aftershocks. Geologists are monitoring the volcano, but at this time, it's not showing any imminent signs of eruption. Pam Husso, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.